Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Mr. Drone Strike Barack Obama himself going out there and saying that he encourages people to question the orders of the military. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Amazing, the guy who actually ordered the assassinations of American citizens. Yeah, but hey, we don't talk about that, right? We don't bring that up. And this hour, we'll get into a bunch of different things. But I want to talk about the Venezuelan drug boats, because I think it's pretty fascinating stuff here, what we're talking about now. So today, the president was asked the question of if there's another video of the second strike on this boat, the one that allegedly had the survivors on it, would they release it? And he said yes, said absolutely, we'll release it. I don't know if there is one, but we'll definitely release it. All right. Now, what I've said before, and I'll say it again, is the president should go to Congress and get authorization so that he can have the Congress give him the authorization to go after these drug cartels in the Western Hemisphere, and then it becomes a military thing, and it's no longer this gray area, this ambiguity between whether or not it's military or it's law enforcement. All right, that's what he should do. And then you will shut down a lot of the chatter, because then it becomes military operations. And let Congress debate whether or not this should be something that is done through the military, or it should be done through law enforcement. Let them have that debate. I mean, you could make an argument that terrorism should be done through law enforcement, not the military. But obviously, we recognize that there are times when you have to, like Barack Obama did, drone strike a wedding in Pakistan, for example. So the thing about it is that the hypocrisy of the Democrats never ceases to amaze me. But the very simple way to insulate the president from this is to have Congress debate this and give a formal authorization. This way, then, the Secretary of War can take over the operations, and they don't have to worry about the Coast Guard apprehending people. They can deal with it militarily. If you don't do that, you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire with the Constitution. You're playing with fire with just the whole thing. And you're just asking for congressional investigations, and you're asking for hearings, and you're asking for even losing potentially bipartisan support. Now, the other benefit of doing this is you will force Democrats to ultimately take the side of drug cartels. How do I know that? Because that's what they're doing. No, really, it's like what they're doing. So here is Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes on MS Now. Jim Himes on MS Now. Basically, you know, and this is what you'd hear from Democrats, because they're not just going to go along and give the president authorization to go after these drug cartels, because they don't give him anything he wants. They're going to fight him on this. So then the Democrats can be on the record of saying stupid stuff that the American people doesn't agree with, like this, for example, cut six.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very, very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc., but they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda, because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
There's no such thing as a narco-terrorist. But, well, a lot of people disagree with that, actually. A lot of people who would disagree with that, like people who've been killed by drug cartels, for example, who've done some incredibly violent and heinous things. But let them say that stupid stuff on the floor of the Congress as they vote no on an authorization. That's what I mean. It's the perfect political trap. It's the perfect political trap for these Democrats, and I don't know why the Republicans don't just do that. It just seems to me like it would make just perfect sense. Here's another one. Representative Adam Smith. These are not a direct threat to America. Okay, well then, say that on the floor of Congress. Cut seven.
Was this self-defense, and how do the rules of international waters play into whether this was a war crime?
Yeah, in my opinion, no. This is not self-defense. And no matter where you do the strike, if it's not self-defense, then it's illegal. And look, I have a lot of sympathy for the general idea that when we send our service members out into combat, they got some very difficult decisions to make. When you look at what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you're stopping someone, do they have a gun? Do they have a suicide vest? Are they a threat? When you're in the middle of an insurgency with roadside bombs and car bombs and all of that, even in the aftermath of the Afghanistan pullout, when we had that suicide bomber kill 13 service members and hundreds of people in Kabul, and we did that strike against a car that we thought was a threat that turned out not to be a threat, I have some sympathy for that. But people on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service members or Americans.
Okay. Now, debate that and have that debate and say that. Say that they're not a direct threat to the American people. You might have a lot of American people who say, I disagree, bring cocaine into the country, not a great idea, particularly if it's laced in fentanyl. I don't really think that's a great idea. But either way, you get the debate on the record and you'll have a lot of Democrats saying those things. And see how it goes. I mean, who knows? There's a poll out that it's the country's kind of split on this issue. I think the perilous problem you have is when you're just blowing up boats and inevitably you're going to end up killing civilians. It's going to happen, and they'll be able to prove it. Just like they killed civilians during the war on terror when they used drones. The difference, though, is that they had the authorization and they go, well, that's the fog of war. They don't have the authorization right now. So this is why you're getting into this murky legal area. Debate it. You pass the authorization. And then if stuff like that happens, well, then, yeah, you can say, yeah, that's the fog of war. That's what happens. Now, I imagine that almost every Republican, maybe an exception or two, like Massey, Rand Paul, maybe they'd vote against it. But for the most part, it would pass. And then, but every Democrat would vote no. So then you're able to then politically turn around and say that the Democrat Party is looking to protect drug cartels. It's just, it's basic politics here. I'll give you another example. Democrat Jack Reed dismissing criminals smuggling drugs into the U.S. They're not narco-terrorists. They're just, you know, looking to make some money. Now, you could say the same thing about people who are helping the Taliban or bin Laden. You know, they were just looking to make some money. Yeah, they were just, you know, the poppy fields and also joining Al-Qaeda. Yeah, they're just looking to make a buck. I mean, you can always make the argument. A lot of people are motivated to commit terrorism, to commit crime, actually through economics, believe it or not. It's not always just religious fundamentalism. Sometimes it's just about making money. But the question, of course, of whether or not their actions lead to mass casualties or not is typically how you would define something as terrorism or not, right? I mean, that's it. Or the other option is just legalize drugs, and then you say, don't worry about it, and you just, you know, you do it here. But that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. But if that doesn't happen, then you have a situation where then you're fighting this. The war on drugs has always been a proverbial term, the war on drugs. This president's making it an actual war. If you're going to make it an actual war, have an actual vote and then have Democrats say stuff like this on the floor of the House of Representatives and see how it plays with the American people. Maybe the American people will agree with Democrat Jack Reed. It's certainly possible, right? Cut eight.
You know, one of the factors that drives youth in the United States and is demand. And most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that. And usually people are not significantly involved with narco trading. It's the way they make money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. True. But it's also the like a lot of times people that help commit acts of terrorism are also looking to make money. They're not always the true believers. They're also not the brightest. And a lot of them are freaking nuts. But they're not in charge. Like Bin Laden never put a suicide vest on. You know what I'm saying? So have that debate on the floor. And really what the question is, the real heart of the question is, are people who bring drugs into this country, are they terrorists, yes or no? And if Congress says that they're not, well, then that's it. Then the issue's over. And then now you have to deal with this from a criminal perspective. And that's that. If Congress says yes, well, then now the military is authorized to do whatever the military has to do to stop this from taking place. And you have that debate, and then you have Democrats get up there and would essentially be on the side of the drug dealers and the drug cartels. It's not a good look for them. It's really not a good look. But what's also not a good look is when a fishing boat winds up getting blown up and you can prove that it really was a fishing boat and not a drug boat. And now you've got the Democrats in charge having a hearing and potentially impeaching the president and impeaching, you know, bringing them. And it just becomes a freaking mess. It's a mess. It's a mess waiting to happen is what it is. So I don't know why this is not. A formal resolution has not already been introduced. If it has been, I'm not aware of it. Maybe it has. And then just start the debate because you'll have more of this. You'll have like Sonny Hostin on The View, for example, saying this kind of stuff. If that's the case, if the American people believe this, that's why Congress has the power to authorize the use of force. Have this debate. Maybe the American people will see it Sonny Hostin's way. Cut number nine.
I can't speak to the law of it. I don't know, you know, I'm not a geopolitical expert, but in terms of the law of it, you're right, Sarah. That is why those Army vets explained, do not follow, you do not have to follow illegal orders. You know why? Because if this is deemed to have been war crimes, which by all accounts right now, there are seven sources that said Pete Hegseth did say kill them all, even after there were two survivors, which you're supposed to do under international law. You are supposed to take those fighters as war criminals, mm-hmm. prisoners of war, and you're supposed to give them refuge and you're supposed to take care of them. And then you are supposed to put them into a court of law. Instead, they.
See, so you're supposed to put them in a court of law. Okay. See, but remember something. When we had drone strikes that were killing innocent people under Barack Obama, like here's a flashback. This is September 28th, 2021. Mark Kelly was asking General McKenzie about a drone strike that killed 10 innocent people in Afghanistan. This is when President Trump, of course, was president. But this happened under Obama. This happened under, I mean, Obama a lot. But here's Mark Kelly, who's now getting all this accolade for saying that these were illegal orders. This is cut number 11.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I know you can't go into much detail about the analysis that led to the August 28th drone strike in Kabul in this open setting, but I would like to note my serious concerns and give you the opportunity to make any comment on how the American people can know that the military will be able to adequately assess targets before conducting future strikes and operations, even as we have even fewer local intelligence and surveillance resources to leverage.
Senator, again, the matter's under investigation, but what I can tell you broadly, and to restate some things I've said earlier, I am responsible for that. It happened in my area of responsibility, so I'm the responsible officer for that strike. Moreover, I was under no pressure, and no one in my chain of command below me was under any pressure to take that strike. We acted based on the intelligence read that we saw on the ground. We acted several times on intelligence that we saw, and we were successful in other occasions in preventing attacks. This time, tragically, we were wrong. And you're right to note that as we go forward and our ability to create what we call the ecosystem that allows you to see what's going on the ground and put all that together, it's going to get a lot harder to do that, particularly in places like Afghanistan. But I can share a little more with you later.
Well, thank you, General.
Thank you.
There was a lot of that that happened in Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Middle East in general. Kids in trucks were blown up. Like I said, weddings were blown up. American citizens were ordered, executed, not just blown up in a strike, but actually their deaths were ordered. But everybody understood that it was a war. It was a war. So these things happened, and you said, well, okay, well, that's a war, and that's how that worked. This is not a declared war. This is a murky legal issue regarding whether or not you have the ability to go after boats or not. And I just think right now we're playing with fire here. So put the Democrats on the issue of being on the side of the drug cartels. This is like politics 101, I think. I really do. I think this is so easy to understand. This is our happy hour, by the way, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live there December 19th for our next live show. I hope you join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have a great time, and you'll be able to stay if you want. They got a great, great December packages available for you. Family Splash Package, and of course their big New Year's Eve extravaganza coming up on December 19th. So you definitely want to do that, okay? It'll be a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, Justin had a good time in Morristown egging Kevin Petula's house. Now, Justin, I thought that was completely inappropriate of you.
You have no proof I was there. Where's the proof?
I just know that some people in Morristown told me that you bear a striking resemblance to somebody who was buying a lot of eggs at Wegmans.
So. I will maintain my Fifth Amendment right. You have no proof I was in a Wegmans at around 12:30 a.m. Saturday night. You have no proof I stopped for gas at the local Wawa, and you have no proof I was anywhere near the Petullo's residence.
Wow, you were being awfully specific with all those locations. Now, Justin, it was an unfortunate situation. He's spoken out. What do we have? Is it audio of this? What is it?
This is a video from the Eagles press conference earlier today. Basically, first thing people wanted to know from, because this is the first time they've spoken since the first or second time they've spoken, but the first time Petullo has spoken since the egging incident. So it's about a minute and 53 seconds, his explanation of how
he feels. And we know, by the way, we know that this was not related to Mischief Night or anything like that. This was directed at him because of the loss to the Bears, right? That's what they've concluded? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if it had happened on Goosey Night or Mischief Night, you might say that was just a random act of egging.
Yeah, you have plausible deniability.
Right, but we're saying this is definitely a targeted egging, not a random act of egging.
Yeah, this is definitely targeted egging.
In my opinion, eggs are still way too expensive to be doing this. I know they've come down, but I think this is way too expensive.
I think it's the people that did egg it, they were like kids, so I don't think they really understand. They don't understand the concept of how much things really cost.
No.
But they just see it from like movies and stuff. Ah, let's go get some eggs and let's go
it's
for
not
it.
Not okay. Not okay. Not good. I'm not a fan of egging. I don't approve of this. But anyway, here's what he said at the press conference. Take a listen.
You know, at this point, right, we're ready to focus and win in the game. You know, unfortunately, it happened. You know, I've been here for 5 years now, and it's been awesome. I mean, this is such a unique place to coach and play. It's very special. We've been to, you know, two NFC championship games. We've won at Lincoln Financial, a Super Bowl. The parade is just, it's an amazing atmosphere to be a coach and a player. And as coaches and players, we all know that part of our job is to handle criticism. And so it's perfectly acceptable to sit up here and talk about what's going on, how to fix it, what we're going to do going forward. And we know that. But when it involves your family, obviously it crosses the line. And so that happened. And at this point, you know, we just got to move on. We're trying to win. That's all we want to do is focus. You know, whether it's my family, whether it's the team, all we're trying to do together is focus on this week. We've got a long week, which has been good to have an extra day of preparation and go out to LA and beat the Chargers. You know, when you talk about what had happened, I mean, ultimately, you know, like you said, you want to be able to separate your job from your family. And, you know, we talked about it before. I said it before, you know, that line was crossed and it was an unfortunate incident, and that's the part of it that happened. And, you know, us as a family, we know we got to stick together. And to be honest, there's a lot of great people in the community. I have great neighbors. There's so many people that have reached out to my wife and I and our family. And so, you know, it's not anything or one specific person. It happened, and we just got to move on from it at this point.
There's no you're not uncomfortable being there. You're not uncomfortable, you know, being in that neighborhood. You're not uncomfortable with sort of continuing things as they are.
I mean, no, we've had a great experience here, and that's what kind of I was alluding to earlier. We've had a great experience here in Philadelphia, and it's a very special, unique place, you know, to work. And I look forward to, you know, all the more games we have and finishing strong in the season.
Now, I don't like the fact that he was egged. I think it's wrong. I really do. I mean that. It's not okay. But it's also a damn shame that we keep losing. And two things can be true at the same time. So what is the shelf life, no pun intended here, if the season doesn't turn around, given Jeffrey Lurie's impatience, Justin?
He will be on unemployment the first week, probably Super Bowl week, if things continue to trend towards the 2023 total collapse. He'll be applying for unemployment benefits Super Bowl week.
Interesting. Matt, do you tend to agree?
I would think so, yeah. If they collapse like they did 2 years ago, there's obviously going to be some sort of massive change, and I would think he's the first guy out. I'm optimistic, though. I think they're going to turn it around.
You do, really?
Yeah, because last year they had an issue earlier in the season, granted, where the offense just wouldn't click. And then magically everything was fine, and they go on that long run, win the Super Bowl. They still have all the talent that they had last year for the most part. They've been dinged up, but I think the offensive line gets healthy. And they get into a rhythm. Saquon, I don't know about. He doesn't look that good, but yeah. Otherwise, they'll be fine. Jalen will snap out of it.
Like after you have a historic rushing season like Saquon had last year, your running back is going to be a step slower than what they are. So I don't think Saquon's going to be any better. I don't think the offensive line's going to be healthier. And even then, with Tank Bigsby, teams are more focused on stacking the box against us, so that hampers the run game. And we still have, despite winning the Super Bowl last year, I believe we had the 28th ranked passing offense in the NFL. Still the same thing. That's worse than the Jets. That's worse than the Tennessee. Almost as bad as the Tennessee Titans.
The one thing that, another thing that leaves me optimistic is that when the games become increasingly more important, Jalen Hurts is at his best. His two best games ever were in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I think that once it's crunch time in the playoffs, I think he's going to step up big.
All right, so you think this guy Kevin Petula will make it all the way up to the Super Bowl? You don't think he'll get fired like next week?
I don't know if they're going to make it to the Super Bowl.
I'm saying him. Will he make it till the Super? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it sort of a situation where if we don't make the playoffs get eliminated early, he's out then?
I think if they don't
Justin's prediction
get out of the
was
first round.
Super Bowl week. I don't think he even makes it that far.
No, I think if they don't get out of the first round of the playoffs, he's in real trouble. If they make it to like the second round, I could see him sticking around. And if they make it to the NFC Championship, I don't think they're going to make any monumental changes. I think that there's maybe one team in the NFC that's better than the Eagles, and it's the Rams. So you just
argue Seattle.
I'm not that. Sam Darnold leads the league.
I'm not high on Sam.
Hang on. I don't care. I don't care. I just care that we don't kick like the Giants. That's all I care about.
Yeah, that was a bad kick. He didn't even actually kick it. Technically, it wasn't considered a kick. I think it went down as a sack because the kicker never made contact with the ball.
That was probably one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in my life. That's like something I would do.
It looked like something out of Charlie Brown.
I think it was worse than Charlie Brown because she pulled the football. Like, the guy didn't even pull the football.
That's
from
true. The football was stationary.
Yeah.
He just buried his toe into the dirt. If anybody missed it, the Giants kicker, it was an easy kick, too. It was like 30 or 40 yards. Missed the ball completely, drove his foot right into the ground, and the Giants ended up taking a sack and not scoring at all on that drive.
Missed the ball entirely. His foot didn't connect with the ball. How do you miss a freaking football if your job is to kick it? And it's stationary. It's not like somebody was throwing it to him.
The shot of Jackson Dart on the sideline in complete disgust after the whiffed kick, I think that says it all.
But it's on a thing, right? I mean, like it's sitting on a thingy, a football thingy. What do you call that thing?
Well, it's not sitting on a tee for a kickoff, it is, but for a field goal,
a placeholder
will hold it like he's got his finger on the top of the ball, holding it stationary.
Yeah, the finger thingy. That's what I meant. Yeah.
I'm
But it wasn't like
athlete.
It wasn't like somebody threw it and then he had to kick it, right?
No, it was stationary.
No, it was completely stationary.
It was routine. There was no bobbled snap or anything. It was sitting right there in front of him and he whiffed.
Yeah.
And they obviously lost.
Obviously.
Shocker.
Can we play the drunk raccoon?
Sure. I think that's like cut.
This is my favorite story of the day.
Or sorry, cut 20.
It happened Saturday in Ashland, and according to social media posts by Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter, a raccoon broke into the store the night of Black Friday and ransacked several shelves. They have masks, don't they? The animal became intoxicated, then passed out in the bathroom. The sleeping raccoon was discovered Saturday morning.
Head right near the toilet. We've all been there probably at some point in our lives, right?
A little too much.
An officer brought the masked bandit back to the county animal shelter to recover. So, yes, that's a lot of liqueur for a little raccoon there. The raccoon slept it off for a few hours.
Good for him.
No signs of injury. Bounced back. Officers released the raccoon back into the wild.
Do you know a little fun fact? Michael Opelka's spirit animal is a raccoon. Do you know that?
What does that mean?
That means I've seen Opelka drink bourbon and pass out of a liquor store before. I've seen that. I have.
It's bad. You don't even get out of the liquor store.
Yeah. Just right by the fridges. Just boom, he's out. You know what I mean? Good for that raccoon. What do we nickname him? There's Rocky the raccoon. That's just what? Drunky the raccoon? Cirrhosis raccoon? I mean.
Cirrhosis.
Just saying. Cute little raccoons make great pets, too. Do you know that?
I don't think that's true.
No?
No. Yeah. No.
That's too bad. I had a drunk raccoon once in college. No, it was a beaver. Never mind. That was a different. Anyway, what about the Delta passenger who cried after catching a glimpse of a body shaming text?
This is beyond ridiculous. We play some stupid clips on this show. This is one of the worst. It's more of a visual than anything else, but evidently there was a larger passenger on a Delta flight caught a glimpse of a text message being sent, and the text message was a complaint about a huge woman that was stationed next to this other passenger, and she shared a video of herself crying on social media, reacting to the text. The message on her TikTok says, "We've taken off, and I can't stop crying." The man next to me sends one text. A huge woman sat next to me. I saw because I have eyes, and now I feel like a prisoner for the next 2 hours. Her name's Vanessa. She's on TikTok. I recommend you go follow her, because how could you live without this type of content?
Well, you know what? Like I said, travel is hell, and I know that Sean Duffy is trying to make everybody be nice. They should have Mama Zioli just do an announcement on the airplane. But when everybody gets seated and buckled in, just should have Mama Zioli come on and go, "Be nice, baby." Just that.
I should
that would do it.
Point out that Vanessa wants us to know that she has lost 60 pounds recently.
That's good. So. Good for her.
It could have been worse for the guy sitting next to her.
Man, there's nothing worse than when you get shoved in that little seat next to like a former governor of New Jersey on a long flight to Mar-a-Lago or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a
terrible. The middle seat's always bad, no matter what.
Yeah, it's no fun for anybody. Just saying. No fun. And then, of course, we have the Women's March hosts to teach liberals how to speak to MAGA family over the holidays. I'm very excited for that one, but we'll take a quick break as we continue along the show here in our fourth and final hour. I just got a positive text from Linda Kearns. Look at that. Proud of you, Zioli. So nice to listen when everyone is being nice to Matt. He hasn't said anything stupid that we disagree with yet, Linda, so it
also
makes it easy.
He was late to work today, though.
All right. Well, yeah, that's true. I was like 5 minutes
I don't
late.
even go to work anymore, so I can't really be critical of that. You know what I mean? Just saying.
Also, can I point out, I don't know that anyone's been nice to me today. It's just I haven't been yelled at quite as frequently as usual. It's more of a neutral than anything else.
There's still an hour and a half.
I know.
Don't push it.
I think I'm getting myself into trouble now.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is that just by not being mean, it sounds like we're being nice to you, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's neutral. There's no kindness at all.
No. No. I mean, at no point did we say your analysis was good, your thoughts on the Eagles were good. In fact, Justin and I had all kinds of internal monologues going on, but we just didn't have to say it out loud. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be right. The birds will be fine.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Can't wait for you to be wrong.
What, you want me to be wrong? That means the birds aren't fine.
They're not. I held my tongue on that one.
Good, because the attorney is listening. So we know when she chimes in. Now we're able to know when Big Sister is listening in. She gives herself away, Justin, you know? So this is helpful. We'll do a test where we're nice to him, see if she responds. If she doesn't, open friggin' season. That's what we're going to do from now on.
There we go.
All right.
Let's just assume she's always listening, and we can constantly be kind to Matt.
I don't think so.
Well, look, there'll be no drunk raccoons at Bob's Little Sports Shop because no alcohol or drugs are permitted, but it is a great place to have a party and a great place to have a holiday get together with your friends. Don't just book the same old party this holiday season. What you want to do is something totally different, a private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, but dates are filling up fast, so you have to book soon. Whether it's a family gathering or just your crew looking to celebrate in style, Bob's Little Sports Shop offers a one-of-a-kind experience that everyone will be talking about. Bob's offers private range access and group packages that fit your budget. No experience, no problem. See, you don't have to know how to use a firearm. Bob's will help you. Bob's will teach you. You don't have to be licensed to go to the range, to go with your friends, to go and join one of these parties. They're all about helping people become responsible shooters. That's their whole thing. And they have instructors that are NRA and range safety certified that can help all your guests have a great gathering. So lock in your date now by reaching out to my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop today. No alcohol or drugs are permitted on premises, like I said, but you'll have an amazing, unforgettable experience. So reach out to them by going to BobsLittleSportsShop.com. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. My go-to place for all things Second Amendment and freedom and liberty. And a great place to have that holiday get-together, Christmas party. And don't forget, too, Bob's also has gift cards where you buy those $100 increments, you get $10 in Bob's Bucks to use throughout 2026. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest,
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, look, I mean, it may be an unpopular opinion. I'm telling you, though, that this drug cartel boat blowing up business is going to lead to very, very bad things if it's not handled correctly through Congress. The president is going to do this. This is what he wants to do. And if it's not done correctly, vis-a-vis the Constitution, meaning an authorization, it's going to end up with his impeachment. And I think it could be worse than an impeachment, because I think it could just drive the government to a halt, and it could eventually cause Republicans to turn on him as well. It's not just as simple as saying that, you know, these drug cartels are bringing in all this drugs to the country. And all it's just not that simple. It is just playing with fire here. And, I always approach these things from the perspective of, president has the ability to protect the homeland, no question about that. But the American people also have an expectation that things are going to be done in a way that is compassionate. The moment that some little kid gets blown up because it was a fishing boat, all hell's going to break loose. I'm telling you. The way around that, if the president's set on doing this, is a congressional authorization. And then if that happens, then it was a military strike that went wrong. And unfortunately, there are casualties. I mean, there's no other way to say it, but that's how the American people handle these things. That's why in the past, when you've had drone strikes at weddings and you've had, that's why people understood that it's war. It's what happens. There are casualties. There are civilian casualties. There are these things that happen. There's an understanding for that. There's an understanding of that and a compassion for that. But not if there isn't. And you already have now Republicans who are turning around and they're saying, we need to look into this. We want to have hearings. We want to have videos on this. We want to have, I mean, this is going off the rails here. I'm telling you, it's going off the rails. And you may not like that opinion, but I always look at my ability to possess kind of this eye towards the political future of things. And I'm seeing 2026 in a year where there's midterm elections getting bogged down in something that could be very problematic at a time when the focus should be on the economy and focus on everything else. So, you know, I don't think you're going to listen to me, but I'm just telling you what I think would be the best way to handle this. So as far as the other, big story of the day, which I'll recap at 6 o'clock, the president announcing the end of these Biden fuel standards, which thank God those are going away. I can't tell you how happy I'm about this. It's just fantastic for the auto industry. It's fantastic for everybody. It really is for the economy, for the freedom, for personal choice, consumer choice, just all of these things. It's just everything. But first, a Women's March webinar to teach liberals how to speak to their MAGA family over the holidays. Now, I don't know how you did over Thanksgiving. Maybe you were okay. You know my rule. I don't talk politics ever outside of work. Ever. I don't do it. I just don't do it because it's what I have to do for a living. So, A, I'd go crazy. And B, I don't want to do it when I'm in deep frying a turkey because I got a hot pot of boiling peanut oil and bourbon and a cigar, and is a bad combination. So my Thanksgiving was political free. Now, that's good because my in-laws don't see eye to eye with me politically. So that's fine. We just don't talk about it. That's the advice I give everybody. Don't talk about politics at family gatherings. It doesn't help, doesn't change people's minds. All it does is leave people upset. But I feel like we're better at that, following that rule, than they are. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there's a sense of they kind of want to bait us a little bit. So I don't take the bait ever. I don't bring it up ever. And when I know that somebody's trying to bait me, which did happen, by the way, I was able to redirect because I know when I'm getting baited after years and years of doing this. That is being in, you know, married to my wife and knowing her family members, who I all adore, by the way. I adore them. It's just politically, we just, and I have no interest in discussing politics, none whatsoever on Thanksgiving or Black Friday or ever when I'm not working. So that's how I feel about it. But I don't think the left is the same. I think the left wants to drag us into battles. They really do. They're like always itching for it. You know what I mean? They're constantly itching for it. And they proved my suspicion correct when I saw this clip of this moderator, Jess St. Louis, telling participants to listen for your MAGA family's values and then weaponize them and educate them on how to be less authoritarian. So as we're heading into the Christmas season now and the holiday season, and you're about to see your family again, if you think you're getting baited, it's very possible you're getting baited. Again, I think we're much more tolerant on this issue than they are. We're very tolerant on knowing how to not get baited. Very tolerant. And this proves my point. They're literally training people now on how to deal with this and how to bring it up and how to fight with us. Cut 17.
So take what feels useful here and leave what doesn't. So the first thing is lead with values. Get really curious about the people you're talking to about the values that they hold and why they matter to them. This both helps you understand them better and also identify values that may be useful to also invite them away from authoritarian thinking, away from MAGA thinking, right? Towards a more pro-democracy, feminist, and anti-racist future, right?
What?
And when you enter into the conversation after listening, right, you can also articulate why those values matter to you.
Right? What's with the right? What's with that? Wait, also, who is that? Is that a man or a woman? Do you know? I didn't see the video. Who is it? A man or a woman?
Justin, would you like to take a guess?
Are we unclear?
We are severely unclear. I have what I think it is, but...
What do you think it is, if you had a guess?
Put me down.
Born with a penis or without a penis, if you had a guess?
Put me down $10, born with a penis.
Going penis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my guess. How about you, Matt? You seem...
I'll defer to your judgment.
Matt, you going penis or no?
I think Justin's right.
Yeah. I just looked it up. Jess St. Louis is a lesbian, femme-identified trans woman. Bingo.
Well, aren't we? I mean, aren't we all? Aren't we all, though? I mean, really deep down. Isn't Matt DeSantis deep down inside?
No.
No.
Let's not start spreading that rumor.
I was trying to be nice.
That doesn't sound that nice.
Yeah.
There was another portion of this. I could not find the audio, but I have the quote. So they were talking about how the holidays can be rough because it reminds them of loved ones that they've lost. So... I mean, like, actually lost, like, to cancer and heart disease and other ailments, God. Old age. Someone says, I lost my dad to MAGA in 2016.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Insane.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, by the way, I got my Make America Hot Again hat from Paula Scanlon and Raquel. They sent it to me. Are they ever coming back on the show or what? What's going on with that?
Yeah, they were supposed to be on this week, but there's some scheduling conflicts. Hopefully, they'll be on tomorrow. Trying to sort it out now.
All right. Well, I got my hat, my Make America Hot Again hat. I'm pretty sure both of them are women. And actually, I have no doubts about that. So maybe we'll have to play that clip for them and get their analysis of it, too.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
How does that person identify themselves? What are they?
A lesbian, femme-identified trans woman is the direct, how it describes it.
I don't even know. What does that even mean? I can understand if you say I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I've heard that before. But what does that even, what does that other part even mean?
It's just being straight with extra steps at the end of the day.
Mm. Oh, is that what it meant?
Well... trans woman who is a lesbian. So in the grand scheme of things, it's a man who likes women. So it's just being straight with extra steps.
Yeah.
By the way, Newman Price pointing out Laces Out. Great Ace Ventura Pet Detective reference. Speaking of also trans, and we're tying two subjects together with that. So well done. I don't even think that was his intention, but nevertheless. And thank you for getting my drunk beaver joke. I appreciate it, Road Warrior. Thank you. What?
I think we all got it.
Nice beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed. So, it's one of the great lines from The Naked Gun. Come on. It's one of the greatest lines ever.
I still haven't seen the new one. All right. Not great.
It's fine. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a one and done thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Check it off the box, I guess, if you got nothing better to do. Which, in your case, as such an astute, learned man with a girlfriend, you probably don't have time for such things.
That's very kind of you. Thank you for saying that.
The eye rolling was not in response to what I just said. I was eye rolling because I thought of something else.
I think your camera's frozen, so we didn't even see the eye roll.
Oh, did it freeze?
Yeah, it looks like it's frozen right now.
Oh, well, nice of you to tell me. Well,
I didn't realize it until just now. You said eye roll, and that caused me to like see what you were doing, and it looks like it's not working properly.
Oh, you know why? Because I accidentally shut it off.
Oh, that'll do it.
I didn't mean to, though. That's too bad. All right, well, hang on. I could sign back in. Hang on a second. I'll just do that real quick. There we go. And then, hey, look at that. So you missed the eye roll. Thank you. It can't be used against me in a court of law. Look at that. Wow, that worked out well. Fantastic. We also have some audio. I want to play what the president said earlier today in the White House. It was really good stuff. Really good stuff, by the way, of just going all in on getting rid of these ridiculous standards under Barack Obama. So I think it's great. The other thing too is that I was thinking about I'm thinking about a lot of things, but I was thinking about the Trump accounts, as they're calling them, for these kids, to get these kids some money and to start saving them. And I think it'll be great because I'm worried about the future in the sense that this new MIT study finds AI can already replace 11.7% of the U.S. workforce. 11.7% already of the U.S. workforce, according to this new study that came out. MIT, AI can already replace 11.7% of the workforce. That's a little bit concerning to me, by the way, I think. So as I start thinking about the future for my kids and jobs and how they're going to provide for themselves, I wish they could get in on this stuff, but it only applies to babies, I guess, the Trump savings accounts.
Kids under 10. Right? Kids under 10, I think.
All right, so Claire and Reagan can get in on it, but not Patrick. He's out.
No, Patrick's too old.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. I mean, by the
time, yeah.
I think over 18 years, I don't know what they're investing in, but if you invest in like an index fund that mirrors the S&P 500, that I think has an annual rate of return of like 11%. So you're talking about something like 6,300.
No, Matt. What they should do is use the Nancy Pelosi guy.
Yeah, that's true. You get a much higher
annual
rate of return.
Use that guy. Take that Trump money and put it right with that guy. Let him do it.
Well, even if it's just 11%, that still ends up being, I think, $6,300 over the course of 18 years.
There you go. See that? That's a decent chunk of change to spend on. Imagine what booze in college is going to cost by the time you get there. Adjusted for inflation. At that point.
Yeah, they might need the Pelosi investment advice, actually.
I'm just saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here's the Secretary of the Treasury talking about this with the New York Times. Cut 14.
When you see that people have a stake in the system, they don't want to bring the system down. The second component of that is Americans are the most generous and giving people in the history of the world, and there has never been a vehicle for them to be able to give directly to American children. So this incredible gift that Susan and Michael Dell is giving, they're actually not doing it for the children who are going to be born. They're doing it retroactively. And the $6.25 billion is going to work out to about $250 per account for children from the past 10 years. But I believe that we are going to see this incredible outpouring into these accounts. And we now have the greatest fortunes in the history of America. And this is the chance that, because this had been talked about for a long time, and President Trump insisted on it being included in the One Big Beautiful Bill, that this is the opportunity for philanthropists, foundations, and for corporates to contribute to all the American children. And you're going to be able to do it. You could do a school district, you could do a zip code, you could do a state. During the GFC, there was a panic among the billionaire class that people were going to come at them with pitchforks, so they did the giving pledge. And the giving pledge, while well-intentioned, was very amorphous. And now this is concrete. This is Michael and Susan saying $6.25 billion, and I think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see people adopt states. I think we're going to see the school districts, and that children and families are going to be able to check on their phone that this is my piece of the American dream.
I like the idea of teaching kids to be savers. I think that's a great thing, and we should be doing more of that because we live in this instant gratification world, and I want kids to understand the power of compounding interest and the power of saving money. I think this is a great thing. We'll just follow Nancy Pelosi's stock tips. All right, that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today and get that free dental implant consultation before those year-end benefits expire. Coming up, the president getting rid of the Biden-era fuel standards that made cars less safe, more expensive, and destroyed consumer choice. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.